Welcome to the Beauty Talk podcast, where we feature how the best medical practitioners help their patients to look better, younger, and healthier. Now, enjoy the show, and here's your host.
Daniel Gao here. I'm the host of Beauty Talk. We feature the top medical practitioners in health and beauty, both inside and out. I have Dr. Magdi Nasra of Beata Advanced Aesthetics, who received his MD degree from Ain Shams University in Cairo, Egypt, and did 3 years of fellowship in orthopedic surgery. After that, he moved to Poland and did 1 year of surgical oncology, primarily facial and breast reconstruction and malignant tumor resection, before he moved to the United States, where he did internal medicine and was a chief resident at United Hospitals Medical Center. He then did emergency medicine for 4 years before moving to private practice in 1999. That's where he took medical directorship of several facilities. After that, he started Beata Advanced Aesthetics, which provides a full approach to holistic medicine, incorporating aesthetics with the emphasis on minimally invasive surgeries, as well as regenerative and functional medicine. So Dr. Nasra, welcome and glad to have you on the show.
Thank you for having me.
Yeah, so let's dive right into it. How did you first get interested in aesthetics?
My patients, whom I've had for so many years, as they were aging and seeing changes in their face, they kept on saying, "We come to you for many years. Can you do something about that?" A few others would ask me, "We heard a lot about bioidentical hormones, and we know it can help us a lot, in particular as we're starting to have symptoms that we're not happy about." That made us really investigate into it and see the pros and cons and the benefits to the patient. And we were convinced right away that this is a good field to continue to serve our patients and our clients as well.
Got it. Now, can you talk about some of the more popular treatments that your patients come to you for? And also, why do you think that those are so popular?
So we're really trying to make our practice holistic in terms of not only concentrating on aesthetics, how to make people look younger and attractive, but we also look more into making them more functional and as well feeling the same young and strong inside. So that really started us initially with the bioidentical hormones, then after that into the injectables, which is quite very popular in our practice. Then after that, we notice that people keep asking about the sun damages, the age of spots. That drove us into the laser and broadband light services. And obviously, it became natural to also address issues like weight gain, resistant fat in the belly. So we started the minimally invasive procedures as body tight, neck tight, and face tight as well. So as you can see, it's a wide range of services. However, each has its own interest and corner and clientele that keep asking for it.
Got it. Now, in your introduction, we talked a little bit about regenerative medicine, functional medicine. You touched a little bit about it on the services that you provide. Now, are there any new or emerging treatments, especially with kind of those fields in mind, that you're particularly excited about?
We definitely are. The way that we introduce any services or any interventions to our patients, it comes really after a lengthy and a comprehensive study. So now, as everybody is starting to learn, the miracle of your own fat, the miracle of your own healing. And we actually invested quite a lot of time and resources into that as well. And we're finding great resources. So the thing that we hold very dear to our heart is using the potential for the healing in your own fat, not only aesthetically making you look young and vibrant and attractive, but also in attending to some medical problems and medical issues. So we're really kind of pursuing both the aesthetic as well as the medical benefits of the miracle of people's own fat.
Wow. Yeah, I know this is something that I've interviewed a lot of practices, primarily aesthetic, and more of them are starting to introduce regenerative medicine, functional medicine into their practice.
Absolutely.
Now, and I want to talk a little bit more about kind of what differentiates your practice from others in the industry. I think this is definitely one of them, introducing these new types of treatments. But what are some other differentiating factors you can say of really what sets your practice apart from everybody else?
So truthfully speaking, we emphasize all three branches of attending to the patient, not only the aesthetics, how they look from the outside, but also how do they feel from the inside. And we additionally advise them from the functional standpoint as to not wait until you salvage medical issues and concerns, but rather understand how your health is, what are the crucial things. We have extensive detailed history about what do they do for their diet, what do they do for skincare, what do they do for their exercise and health overall. These are complementing parts, and it really would not be the best aesthetic outcome without these also at the same time attended to. So we really kind of address, so if a patient comes in, I'd like to look younger, we really don't look that into as the end of the project, but we really start with that, and we start to see how do they feel inside. You can't have really a 70-year-old that after you do aesthetic processes to her and then she looks as if she's 50 but feels inside as 70. That does not gonna make any sense. So we really try to put them all together and give her a good plan that she will address, and usually they follow and they like and they take it step by step. So we try to really, from our first consultation, advise our patient that really feeling young and looking young, they come together. They are not separate issues.
Mm-hmm. I think you articulated that very, very well. I've never heard someone explain it like that, as far as on the outside they may look 50, but on the inside they may feel like it's 70. It's all about making that balance.
Absolutely.
Like connecting the aesthetics with the overall health. So
absolutely.
I think you articulated that very, very well, so people can understand it that way.
Appreciate that. Yes.
Yeah.
And that is naturally how it is.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Now, when it comes to the educating your patients about the services that you offer and also about the benefits of it, how do you approach that? Because I'm sure you get some people that already know about what goes into it, and so that's pretty straightforward. I'm sure you also get others who have no idea what right. goes into it, so you have to educate them. And I'm sure you get others who think they know what goes into it, but in reality that's not correct. So well, how do you approach true. Educating these different types of patients?
So in reality, the younger population, they are pretty much well kept, and they know exactly what they want. There is a lot also of media that shows them what's going on and what's happening. And they have little issues, so they are very focused as what they need. And almost 90% of the time, they really know exactly what they need. The older population, however, it's taken quite a long time. For many years they lived, and they thought this is a natural aging process, and they should not do anything about it. And they also accept a less quality of life as that is the norm. They did not realize they have so many options. So when they come in, we try to explain them that regardless of how old you are, there is something that you can do to make you feel better about yourself and feel better about yourself. So it becomes very difficult because they come after they give up and they say, I don't want to look that old anymore. I just hate my wrinkles and I hate my skin damage. So they sort of coming desperate. And this is really not the best way to approach them, because first of all, you have to reassure them that doing things because you're desperate is not the best way. And then you start to tell them after you take some pictures, this is what we can do, this is what you can afford. And we just go step by step to explain to them. And we can tell them many oftentimes, you don't have to do everything together at the same time. It's always a great idea to add rather than you do something and you just dislike it. So this gives them confidence, give them comfort, and they become very much optimistic about the changes that they're going to proceed. And very oftentimes it also becomes pocket friendly. Because, you do things step by step and different interventions, they start to like what they see, and they have confidence in you. They have confidence that they are in just as potential business, but they are in as potential, friends and loyal clientele.
Got it. Now, you talked a little bit about this earlier, but if you just dive a little bit deeper into, when it comes to regenerative medicine, functional medicine, how exactly does that supplement aesthetic procedures and the aesthetic results?
So regenerative medicine, I usually put it that way, people come in and they would like a little bit of improvement to their facial fines and wrinkles and deep wrinkles. And they have the options of fillers. A lot of them dislike the idea of a foreign filler. So we give them the option that you can use your own platelets, for example, to use it as your natural fillers. We can use your own fat after harvesting and modifying it for injection. And these are natural things, and it can give you a long-term results and better results. So that is the regenerative part. Many oftentimes, they really have quite disabling pains with the arthritis. If you have someone in the 70s or in the 80s, and we can also use the same fat or the platelets in helping their arthritis and help them function better and even start moderate exercise programs. So that being done, we take them through a journey of functionally, how can they improve their health perspective? You know, you can't really invest in aesthetics and in regenerative medicine. Mm-hmm. And in the meantime, you're eating not the right food, not having the right habits. Or if they are having quite extensive cardiac history, then you really start to address that as well. Because as I mentioned, it all comes in together. You know, if you look good, you feel good, you don't want to be limited by a disabling heart disease or a disabling gastrointestinal symptoms. So we take them from that angle and discuss with them what can functional medicine do for them, analyzing what do they eat, to incorporate exercise, and to do all these things collectively together, not as an isolated project.
Mm-hmm. Got it. Now, when it comes to all these different treatments, I'm sure there's a lot of misinformation out there. So what are some common misconceptions about the treatments you provide? Do you find that your patients come in and they think it's going to happen one way, but it's not the right way? So what are some common misconceptions that you tend to find that your patients have?
So a lot of people are pretty much, in particular when they're old, are leery about Botox, which is a very common procedure. They think that it will paralyze their face and make them look fake, it will be overdone. And truthfully speaking, there are reasons for them to believe so. But we explain to them, we take the pictures and we tell them, this is gonna soften that. And most of the time, people don't have these negative outcomes because you need only the appropriate amount for your face. You can always start with low and just basically build on it. So they start little thing and then they feel comfortable and they proceed. A lot of people think that fillers can actually make them look awful or look very fake. And we explain to them, you don't have to overdo it. You can always proceed with naturally looking results. And this basically introduces them and encourages them. We also have some other modalities that does not have to be overdone, that naturally improves and utilizes your own body in improving your skin and your contour. And these are the devices and the energies that actually stimulate the body to make these results. So we try to kind of explain to them that what they see as shocking on the media does not necessarily have to be the only experience that they have to go through.
Got it. Now, when it comes to some of these misconceptions where people maybe feel uncomfortable, how do you balance providing that relaxing experience for your patients, but also at the same time ensuring their safety and well-being during the treatments?
Well, we really kind of explain the pros and cons of every intervention. We also explain to them what should they expect and be honest and sincere with them. Not only what would they expect as an outcome, but also as cost. We have to be honest and sincere that not everybody comes in with unlimited funds. Mm-hmm. And we have to really choose the appropriate intervention for every single patient. They are not identical. There is not a cookbook that fits everybody. It's always individualized, and you really, really have to spend time with them. You are executing an outcome that they have to be a major part of it. And sometimes patients come really, they are very vague. They want something to see happen, but they're not sure quite what it is. Mm. And we just simplify things. What is the thing that bothers you the most? And we start from there. And then we start to kind of build their confidence and explain to them what would best fit their needs.
Got it. Now, when it comes to this next question, I want to get your thoughts on this, because when people think about medicine, they think that there's a process, there's a protocol, there's a procedure that you have to do step by step. But what role do you feel that creativity plays in how you approach patient care?
Well, I mean, we've learned it after some time that there's no one thing that'll do everything for you. It is always a combination therapy. Aging and the changes that people see and they don't feel comfortable with did not happen overnight and did not involve only one thing. So we explained to them that aging is multifactorial and there are many things involved with that. So we seldom offer somebody to look younger and attractive by only, you can achieve that only through injectables or only through threads, only a facelift. We tell them that actually there is a lot of combination therapies, injectables, threads, energy devices, and that is to correct several things that lead to that old and that aging picture that they are really dreading. So we introduce the combination therapists many oftentimes, and we explain that they come together. Really, yeah. One isolated is not going to do the full results.
Okay. Now, I'm sure throughout your career, you've had some particularly challenging cases that you've worked on. So do you have maybe one story that you can share of maybe a patient that came to you, was a really tough situation, and how you were able to achieve a successful outcome for them?
So, you know, the good thing about medicine is that you teach the patients, but also that patients teach you. So I had an 80-year-old lady who came in, and truthfully speaking, she was extremely, all of a sudden discovered that she had a very wrinkled neck, almost like what they call a turkey. Actually, it was her word. I have this turkey neck. I cannot really stand it anymore when I saw it in the picture. She's 80, and I'm not sure, she does not want any surgery. She does not want anything that is kind of super expensive. And what can you do for her? So I truthfully speaking, I mean, just there's very little that you can do if you don't have, you know, if you don't want any surgery. Mm-hmm. So we together, basically, after a detailed discussion, she agreed to Morpheus, which is a form of a microneedling. And she agreed to combine that with threads and with also something called AccuTight or NickTight. It's the combination of application of heat under the skin, outside the skin, and after you do that, you pull with a thread. Mm-hmm. She seemed to okay. I agree to that. Mm-hmm. To be honest with you, it's already even a challenge for surgical nick left. Mm-hmm. But nevertheless, she was very enthusiastic, and we thought it would give her some help, but probably I expected that she will not be satisfied with it. I mean, she insisted, but nevertheless, we proceeded with all three modalities. And I took some picture, and as I expected, it's not significant. But then she went to Florida, because she usually goes to Florida for the winter time, and she took a picture of herself about 10 weeks later. Mm-hmm. I was actually stunned myself. Mm-hmm. And it taught me that, you should really believe in people's understanding what do they need and what they're really, really desperate for. So she sent me a picture, and I could not put the two pictures. She took it herself. I did not. She took a much better picture than I did, and she put them together. It's very difficult to truthfully believe that this is the same person having that neck before intervention and after intervention. She was very, very satisfied. And I actually was amazed with the results that she has achieved. Mm-hmm. So the combination therapy, again, you know, given the energy or injecting the heat and then the threads, did fantastic for her. So you should not really kind of give up and you say, you know, this is surgery and I don't agree to do anything because you're not satisfied. You have to believe in the patient as well. So anyone who's 80 years old, they come, we discuss what we can do together. As long as they know exactly that they definitely do not want surgery. Because we always tell them, when it's a surgical case, we say your best results would be with surgery. Mm. I understand, doctor, but I truthfully do not want surgery. Mm. So when we have an introduction to discuss things.
Got it. Well, that's a fantastic story. Now, Dr. Nasser,
and
what do you
yourself?
Yeah. Now, where do you think the future of aesthetics is going?
I think aesthetics is really refining its own path. The sad thing, but in the meantime, the positive thing is that it is not truly and fully controlled. Mm. And people who really jump into it to be pro-profit, they give a bad name and they give bad rap about it. Mm. People who really enter it because of the passion and they are pro-patient, they truthfully make better quality of life. Now, aesthetics just by itself is truthfully missing a lot if you do not combine it with a much better quality of life. You know, if you have 70-year-old who comes in, you really make little changes. She looks younger. If you improve her functional status, if you improve her, you know, open her up to enjoy sex, to enjoy going out, to enjoy exercise, you really make a striking change in their lives and impact. Now, aesthetics cannot be by itself separated from these aspects. So I think aesthetics is the future. Now, in particular, they're starting to believe in the regenerative medicine, in the power of your own body healing, and investing in that and creating new protocols and finding great outcomes. I think that is a great future for aesthetics and for people in general.
Got it. Now, Dr. Nestor, I have one last question for you, but before I ask it, I want to point people to your website at www.beataaesthetics.com. Now, last question is, what do you think is the most important piece of advice you can give to someone who's thinking about getting an aesthetic procedure done, but isn't sure which provider to choose?
So one is really kind of make your homework. You know, ask for references, ask for, you know, people show, and that is really a sincere advice. Don't be sold on the before and after. Nobody will show their bad work, their negative outcome. They will show you the best results. Does it happen all the time, 100%? I would be lying to you if that is the case. You know, and that is not only dependent on the provider, but it depends also on the wrong patient or the wrong patient's enthusiasm towards something that is not good for them. So before and after, but ask them to, you know, do you have any clientele that are willing to talk to us? You know, we rely mostly on the word of mouth, and that's how practice is growing. So call clientele that comes to the practice and just, you know, interview them, call them on the phone. How do they treat you? Are they looking at you as an open bank account, or are they looking at you to really make value for you before they can, you know, collect any fees from you? So I would usually say, you know, ask around, check clientele that goes, ask the practice itself. Do you have any clients that are willing to talk to you? And we do tell them, yes, absolutely. You know, if you need, like, say, a necktie, yes, I'm willing to have this patient who had this procedure and talk to you. And so really kind of before and after has become the standard when people just seek aesthetics, but that's not always the most successful. Ask, interview, communicate with other clientele. That'll give you the best atmosphere, how the practice runs and how the practice achieve the results.
Perfect. Well, there you have it, Dr. Nasra sharing his expertise. Now, Dr. Nasra, where can people contact you in your practice?
So our practice number is 732-838-3500, and it's located in a beautiful city, Little Silver in New Jersey.
Perfect. Well, great having you on the show, and thank you for sharing your message.
My pleasure. Thank you for having me.
Thanks for listening to the Beauty Talk podcast. Any questions, please contact the practice directly with the contact information provided during the show. We'll see you again next time. Bye for now.